They perform around and on these elaborate moving structures. They call it architecture in motion. And they're going to be performing at Georgia Tech's First Center on Friday night. You know, it's sort of a surreal thing, kind of like a Cirque du Soleil, but more dance. But then they also have sort of an urban feel, like a stomp company, but more fluid, not percussive per se. So if you can sort of think, you know, stomp meets Cirque du Soleil meets dance.
In the air.
In the air, all over these structures. In fact, their performers, some are dancers, some are gymnasts, some are rock climbers. And this company has been based in Los Angeles since 92. They were actually here in 2010, and they're going to be performing Fluid Infinities, which is a continuation of the work. And they also have a new piece called Transit Space, which has been inspired by skateboarding. So they incorporate ramps and half pipes in their props. And their performance is Friday night at 8 at Georgia Tech's First Center. Tickets start at $39. Parking is $5 if you buy your pass ahead of time online, or $7 at the event.
Music Midtown is back.
Yes, this festival ran from 1994 to 2005, and it drew hundreds of thousands of visitors. And then, like many of us, it ran into the recession. But it started to come back in 2011. Peter Conlin, longtime Atlanta promoter, brought it back just as a one-day event. Then last year, it went to 2 days and two stages. And then this year, they have three stages. Some of the headline acts this year are Red Hot Chili Peppers, Journey, Black Lips. So lots of bands, three stages. It's in Piedmont Park. It starts Friday at 4 o'clock, and then Saturday, the gates open at noon. So 2 days, Friday and Saturday. A two-day pass is $110. Friday is $50. Saturday is $85. And of course, they'll have food and beer trucks and the requisite artist market.
This is a weekend to partake in some lovely Asian traditions.
Yes, this is the weekend for Japan Fest at the Gwinnett Center Convention Center. And this is the largest Japanese cultural festival in the Southeast. And it's a top-rated festival every year by the Southeastern Tourism Society. They actually began back in 1981, and every year they attract nearly 20,000 attendees. And they have more than 50 different performances and workshops. There are drum concerts, puppets, mimes. For martial arts, they have demonstrations of sumo, judo, karate. You can go to a workshop and learn how to make a Japanese kite. You can try on a kimono. You can participate in a tea ceremony or learn how to do calligraphy or bonsai. And of course, they have Japanese food, Japanese beer, sushi, bento boxes, ramen noodles, shaved ice, all kinds of food. Tickets are $8 for adults. Children 6 and under are free. So again, Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 5 at the Gwinnett Center.
And that is one more feather in Atlanta's international cap, I think.
A good reason to go to Gwinnett.